Alginol Biofuels, which produces ethanol from algae, had been looking to build 4 or 5 commercial-scale facilities in Florida that would have employed about 2,000 people each. The biofuel startup's president and CEO, Paul Woods, says he's now looking to expand in another state. That decision was sparked by the Florida legislature's repeal of the state mandate that most gasoline contain nearly 10% ethanol. Woods also says a 2011 law ended up double-regulating his company and shutting down their operations for about 4 months.
In addition to that, now 2012 rolls around and they're doing everything they can to get rid of ethanol in this state. And so I'm not willing to make a $500 million bet that they won't do something next year in order to try and rid Florida of Alginol and ethanol and the other advanced biofuel companies that are here.
Alginol's research laboratory in Fort Myers was supported by a $10 million economic incentive grant from Lee County. Wood says the lab will stay in Fort Myers, even if the company ends up expanding elsewhere. In reaction to Wood's decision, Governor Rick Scott's press secretary, Jackie Schutz, wrote in an email, quote, "The governor does not support state-imposed mandates on specific industries," end quote. Wood says his company never asked for an ethanol mandate and is happy to compete on price. John Davis, WGCU News.